If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking. I'm sorry, Dr. Mike.
I am sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say Dr. Robin Chutkan is here. She's the author of Gut Bliss, a 10-day plan to ban bloat, flush toxins, and dump your digestive baggage. Now, you may have it back with a good doctor.
And we were talking, can you do the, and this relates to the question that Connie asked us, can you do the 10-day plan, and then it takes how long to feel a lot better after you've done the 10-day bloat plan and change the food or elimination diet? How long after that will you have better bacteria in your gut?
Well, so there's sort of two things here. The 10-day plan, and I want to stress this really isn't a diet book. It's sort of a primer on your digestive system and the causes of bloating and what can go wrong. But the plan at the end of the book suggests that you eliminate the six things that seem to be the prime culprits for most people with bloating. And it spells SAD gas. That's soy, artificial sweeteners, and dairy. That's the SAD part. The gas part is gluten, alcohol, and sugar. So these fall into sort of more the food intolerances we were talking about earlier. And for most people, definitely within that 10-day period, they'll notice a difference. And then the idea is if you really miss something, say you decide you really miss your Greek yogurt, you reintroduce that, you sort of reintroduce one thing a week and see what happens with your bloating. If the minute you start having your yogurt, you're super bloated again, then that might be the thing for you to really cut back on. Or if you eliminate wheat and you feel better, but then when you reintroduce it, you still feel fine, then that's probably not the problem. So the food intolerance elimination diet, as you accurately described it, is about 10 days. But the dysbiosis, I've had people tell me that within 3 or 4 days, when they, they sort of work on correcting the bacterial overgrowth, they feel better. But in general, that's a longer process, and that's about 6 weeks for people to sort of really get their gut bacteria back to the right place. Sometimes faster if you're using a heavy dose of a probiotic.
Jeff, we have a question from a guy, and I know 10% of your patients, even though your center is a center for women, that 10% of the patients are guys. And so we'll take this one from Jeff B. Jeff B. asks, and I'm paraphrasing here, if you will, and he's saying, what's your take, meaning yours, Robin? And Robin is the author of Gut Bliss, and the website is www.gutblissss.com. What's your take on DHA and omega-3s, 7s, and 9s?
So, Jeff, first of all, thank you for calling in, because I do love my male patients just as much as I love my female patients. If you are a vegan and you don't eat fish, I think that is a good idea. Or if you don't have access to good quality wild salmon or flaxseed, things like that. But I'm a huge fan of getting these nutrients from food rather than from a supplement. So if if you're really concerned about your diet and you don't think you're getting them in, it's not a bad idea. But I think it's a much better idea to eat a little wild salmon a couple times a week, and or use things like flaxseed oil to get the omega-3 fatty acids. Because part of the problem is when we do a study and we find, for example, that, oh, tomato has lycopene in it, and lycopene seems to be good for the heart because people who eat lots of tomatoes are heart healthy, then we extract the lycopene and give it as a supplement. We really don't know what other, possibly 100 or 1,000 other substances in that tomato are contributing to a healthy heart. And so extracting this nutrient one at a time and suggesting that, this particular thing has some magical powers, I'm always a little concerned that we're perhaps missing the extracted.
And what about the omega-9? You didn't comment on that, which is, and just to make sure Jeff's happy, the olive oil, and he said is extra virgin especially good for your gut bacteria.
So extra virgin is great, and I'm glad you mentioned that. The problem is we're finding now that a lot of the extra virgin olive oil we're using in the U.S. is not that good because it's too old, so it's lost its sort of health benefits. It's not a pure enough source. Olive oil is really olive juice. And so really we should be thinking about using an olive oil that has an expiration date. And as they're doing more testing now on the brands in the U.S., they're finding that a lot of them really don't live up to the health benefits just because they're too old. So I think a nice, fresh olive oil with an expiration date is a great idea, something great to add in here, and that's typically what I cook with.
Bridget?
I have a question about yoga, because you mentioned in the book that you're a yogi and that there's a lot of benefits to your digestive problems, and I was wondering if you could just go over a few of them.
Sure. So, you know, any sort of exercise I think is great, because intestinal tract is a long muscular structure. So as I'm fond of saying, if you're not moving, neither are your bowels or your products of digestion. But yoga can be particularly helpful for the bloated person, because a lot of the twisting poses, like prayer pose and other poses like that, twisting asanas, really can help to move things through, and they can help to sort of squeeze out some of these pockets of gas. In the colon, gas tends to accumulate on the left side and the right side. The left side by the splenic flexure, where the colon makes a right angle around the spleen, and on the right side of the hepatic flexure, where it does the same thing around the liver. And that's often where gas gets trapped. So these twisting poses can help to sort of wring out some of this gas and stimulate peristalsis. And then, of course, there's just the endorphin release. So it's sort of a win-win-win.
That's awesome. I've heard that a lot in yoga classes, but I wasn't sure of the validity about that from the yoga teachers. So then when I saw that in the book, and then running, you said, is also really good, right?
Running is great and easy to do. I went on a nice long run this morning here in San Diego, where I happen to be this weekend, and I just felt great after. Decided to skip the medical meeting and go for a run instead.
We've been talking with Robin Chaiken, author of Gut Bliss. www.gutbliss.com. We're now going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is an easy and in and a unusual tip, if you will. Nobody wants to get type 2 diabetes the way nobody wants to get rear-ended on the road. But now there's another alert that's been added to the long list of problems that comes with type 2 diabetes that most people are probably not aware of. That is iffy bones. Yep, if you have type 2 diabetes, you could already need bone-strengthening medications or exercises. What to do? Be proactive by asking your doc about the new FRAX diabetes study and whether you need to do muscle-building exercises, or even consider other medications. Second, because type 2 diabetes can be reversed with exercise and food choices, you need to get in gear with a lifestyle program that helps you reverse your type 2 diabetes. The real age benefit of managing type 2 diabetes so you don't have an abnormal hemoglobin A1C, a half year younger for every year you manage it. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Okay, Dr. Mike, keep the emails coming. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Listen to us, too, on iHeartRadio Talk. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.